My dear family, the Lord has brought home some important things for us to look at as we are pressing in and waiting also for the rapture. There are some listening to this message, even some here on the refuge, that think they will be taken in the rapture, but they're in for a shock. My beloved ones, the Lord is only taking those who belong to Him and resemble Him in their selfless giving. Some are not givers from the heart. When a work party is called, you cringe and think of how you can get out of it. Some of you have been deeply hurt by another soul and you have closed off your heart, refusing to give it to another. You will be kept here to learn how to love. Jesus was slandered, and He still loved those who abused Him. He did not say, "Well, you certainly will not be saved by my blood because you're an ungrateful wretch and hold back giving what you could." Some have had traumatic relationships with churches that took advantage of you, and so you keep it casual and refuse to get involved in their worries and concerns. And others have been deeply betrayed by one they love and have superglued their hearts shut and refused to give love to those around them, even the ones that deserve it. Jesus gave His life for the ungrateful soldier who whipped Him mercilessly, as well as the Roman commander who regularly pillaged and raped the Jews. But the Lord gave His life for him as well. I'm reminded of a story about a famous preacher who I believe founded a Christian college. He had a near-death experience. When he arrived at the pearly gates, he was asked only one question. Can you guess which one it is? How many have you led to the Lord? How much did you invest in your evangelical school? How much did you tithe? How much did you give to the poor? How many did you pray for and see miraculous healings? Which question do you think he was asked? Well, if you said none of the above, you were correct. He was asked, "Did you learn how to love?" Well, sadly, he did not, and so he was sent back to earth to learn how to love. Dear ones, Jesus taught us how to love sacrificially, holding not one thing back, until every drop of His precious blood was poured out on the mercy seat. He was betrayed but never stopped loving. He was slandered but never stopped loving. He was rejected and beaten but never stopped loving. Think about it. Have you reached the point where you've said, "Never again, I refuse to give my love to those ungrateful people"? Never once did He say a harsh or condemnatory word against those who ripped part of His beard off His holy face. He never stopped loving His bride, even though she has played the harlot with the world. No, He never stopped loving. How do we know when we love truly, the Lord's definition of love? Love is not a word devoid of action, but an all-encompassing dynamic of self-giving until there's no longer any self to give. Can we say that we have loved when we pass by a homeless person and given them nothing? Can we say we love when a truck full of hay comes in and do not lift a finger to help unload it? Can we say we love when we sit in while others are standing in a crowded room? Can we say we love when the one closest to us feels our indifference towards them? Can we say we love when we do not lift the burden from the shoulders of another, even the one closest to us? Can we say we love when a work party is called and we slink away, thinking our time and work is more important than those who must stoop and pick up trash along the trail? Can we say we love when we are continually positioning ourselves to be served rather than to serve? Or when we have hidden resentments if we're called to give of ourselves and of our time when it's not convenient? Do you get the picture? Indeed, some of you are living for yourselves and feel as though you are too important to clean toilets, when that is exactly the only job you will be qualified to do in heaven. Because you have not learned humility of heart, a servant's heart. You are pleased to be served, but reluctant to help others because your concerns are more important. My dear ones, you cannot remedy this overnight. Loving and giving are a way of life. Saying yes to what you do not want to be part of or to give your time to is a way of life that is continually looking for ways to serve others and meet their needs. It is the person who sees a job needs to be done and he or she just does it without asking. A loving person senses needs in those around him and is constantly on the lookout to do good for another. Jesus went about doing good. And so we are also called to do good. He didn't wait to be asked to heal the widow's only son. He saw the need and he did it. How many times have we seen a need and walked away from it, thinking, let someone with more time do it, I'm too busy. Or, they'll be okay, they'll get through it. These are all indications of our lack of love. So I pray that we all will hearken to the voice of those who need us in every situation, whether convenient or not convenient. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and pray for us. Thank you. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, we have several missionaries in Europe and some islands in the Atlantic, and we've got quite a few that are spread really thin right now and have to come back to the States. And we're a little short on funding, so we could really use some help with donations. We've spent an awful lot of money on travel for them, and you've been so wonderful and helped us a great deal. And I thank you for that. But it is catching up with us between the wood that we've given away. I think it's 35 loads now for families here that don't have any wood for the winter. We usually do that twice, now and then again in early spring. And for the people, the missionaries who need to come home at this time or have to move to another country, and we're also helping them with their rent as they get established. So the Lord bless you, dear ones, and thank you so much for thinking of us. I know right now you're probably getting ready for what's coming, and that's wisdom. And I wouldn't want you to deprive yourselves at all. But if you can help, we deeply appreciate it. Thank you so much.